see the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty.
Listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. It is Monday. It is the 7th of March in the year 2005. I hope you had a nice weekend. We had about close to a foot of snow last week. Today it was almost 50, and you could see bare ground, and you can see 3-foot drifts. So here in God's country, north central Pennsylvania, we still have snow. I'm going to begin right away with our spiritual message. We have a guest with us tonight, and somebody that I know many of you will be delighted to hear, but I'll let you wait and see who it is. I have been reading to you little segments from the book by Eva Bell Werber, The Journey with the Master, and the one tonight is titled The Great Indweller. And this is Eva Bell Werber. I don't know anything about her. She's written several books sort of like this, The Journey with the Master, Quiet Tom Talks with the Master, and this is her, evidently, impression. I don't know that it is said to be channeled, let's put it that way. But it's very, very beautiful. And this would be the Master, of course, being the Christ Jesus. The great indweller, he says, "You, my beloved, are beginning to know and understand that which is within you. That which the outer world does not see is much more real than the world of outer consciousness. This to which I refer is the great indweller who moves and functions you, who thinks through your mind and speaks through your lips. This is you, the living soul of you. Within your soul, I, Spirit, do abide. And as you learn from your soul consciousness to contact me, even so am I able to think through your mind and speak my words of love and wisdom through your lips. This thought is worthy of much contemplation, and as we rest from the heat of the day beside the clear pool, I shall unfold its deep meaning to you. Never fail, as you thus rest, to know that my holy presence is enfolding you, giving you understanding far beyond the words you have just read. It is upon the acceptance and full realization of this lesson that your consciousness of power will depend. As you come into the full knowledge that the physical is only the outer wrapping of soul and spirit, as you come into the full knowledge that the physical is only the outer wrapping of soul and spirit, you will carry with you a glow, a radiance that is like a light shining forth in a dark night. Those whom you meet in your daily contacts will sense this inner glow. You will be spoken of as having what man calls personality, and will carry with you a veritable fount of youth and joy. As soul, you've never been born, nor shall you ever die. And as you function from this point in consciousness, you will have a sure knowing, a deep perception, which will color all of the outer functioning of your life. You will find your life on the outer plane moving forward in a harmony such as you have never before known. My beloved, it is so necessary that we take time to cultivate this inner growth and this inner development. Each day, never fail to withdraw from the outer chatter and clamor of the material world about you, that I may renew you your strength and give you my spiritual power. And I love that. And ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest this evening is Mr. Jeffrey Bennett, who many of you are very familiar with. And Jeff, thanks for being with us tonight, my dear.
Well, glad to be here.
Yep.
As you know, it's a hello. You there?
I can hear you.
Okay. No, it's an unusual night. I'm standing out in the middle of downtown Phoenix, Arizona, going to one of my twice-a-year concerts. And we've had tickets for this thing for a long time. I don't get to do this stuff very often. But when I heard Alison Krauss and Union Station was coming to town, I said, I'm going.
So you set up to come on tonight with Sweet Liberty, and then you had forgotten about that until a little later.
Well, actually, no, I hadn't forgotten about it. But late last week, when you and I spoke about doing this, I made a decision I was not going to come to the concert. We had a friend coming in from out of town. She wanted us to get tickets, but she is such a squirrel that I was not going to bother getting her a ticket until she actually showed up. And she showed up late yesterday. And so I let my wife know this morning, you guys have a good time at the concert tonight. I have much work to do. And late in the day, our friend got sick and went home. So anyway, I'm here. And you make an airplane noise going over here. There's lots of country music from KNIX Radio in Phoenix that's going on across the street at the Dodge Theater. And but besides all of that, and I want to have my hot dog at the hot dog stand. So, you know, real good, high-quality food, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, sure, but you have to do that when you're going to a concert.
Well, you have to do those things because it'll be a lot more expensive to eat inside, and I did not have an opportunity to eat before I came here, and we tried to get down. But we're going to a theater we've never been to before, so we didn't really know within a couple of blocks what was here. So my wife and our friend are across the street at this restaurant eating, and I said, I'll grab a hot dog, and I got to go in here. So, you know.
Well, I'm glad you are. Many of our listeners heard what we thought and you thought was going to be your last radio broadcast about, what, a month ago, Jeff?
27th of January.
27th of January.
And in reality, as far as shortwave radio is concerned, yes, that was it. There will be no more opportunity to be on shortwave radio. I think that between Dave France, who has made his decisions, he wants absolutely nothing but pass the collection plate for Jesus broadcasters, most of whom are passing the collection plate for themselves. WWCR, that's just, you know, it's over. It's done. There's nowhere else to go there. And it's a good group of people I work with there over the years. But there's financial reasons and other reasons. And it's time to move on and do some different things and go in different directions. The Federal Observer continues to go on, as it will. And as we discussed when I was filling in for you for that 2 months, a very large percentage of what we're trying to teach people and educate people about is this problem of the illegal invasion. We don't call them illegal immigrants because that is an oxymoron. An immigrant is someone who's done it the right way. They've done it legally. They haven't stolen across the border in the middle of the night. Those are aliens. They are lawbreakers. They are criminals. And we unfortunately have an administration in Washington, D.C. that wants to honor them for having broken the law and give them amnesty. Of course, they don't call it amnesty. They're calling it a guest worker program. They're calling it anything but what it really is, which is a free pass. And so we continue to spend time on that issue as well as other issues. And some interesting news, actually, as many of your listeners know Clay Douglas or know of him. You with me?
I certainly am.
I wasn't sure because sometimes I hear dead spots and I couldn't tell if we were still connected.
No, we sure are.
I'm doing this broadcast from a cell phone, so I don't have all this ambient noise going on around me. Sometimes difficult to tell what's up.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Clay Douglas has been trying desperately to get me to do a project with him on the air, and basically everything he's brought to me just was not going to work for a combination of reasons. It was time, it was maybe the location, it was maybe the station he wanted to do the work with, and I found in most of those cases it just... The time sequence wasn't going to gel. the station that he was working with, for me, was not going to work because I felt that there were inherent problems over there. You know, when I come on your program and you do the opening with the you can call it prayer if you want, words of encouragement, whatever the audience wants to call it, that is beneficial and useful. But when you go on a station or a network that spends the first 5 or 6 minutes of every hour not even with a pre-recorded, professionally prepared commercial, and they just ramble on and on about nothing, it is a waste of the audience's time, and I just could not associate myself with that.
Okay.
So Clay got a hold of me about a week and a half ago and said, Jeff, we really need to get together, and although he is mobile and he's driving and he's in the car and he's back on a bike again, he just has his reluctance to come out to my place, so it's no big deal. I've got things to do at that end of town. So last week I went over, spent several hours with him, and it was a very unusual situation. As most of your listeners know, there's a good number of networks out there, and there's some that are very good at what they do, and there's some that are questionable as to what they do or how they do it or maybe even why they're doing it. And the decision has been made to begin to develop our own network, but unlike anything that has been done in the past, and it's really not even my network and Clay's network.
And this will be internet only, or will it be?
It is internet and satellite, but the satellite is the KU band satellite.
Now exactly. let me ask you a question. I know on the C band I have KU band.
Correct.
I see C-band on my satellite.
Right.
However, I think I remember hearing that those small dishes, that what they call the slave dishes, actually have a KU band, Jeff.
That is my understanding. I don't know a lot about KU band. The first introduction I had to it was Richard over at Truth Radio talking about it. And I think in some respects Richard was ahead of his time, almost too far ahead of his time, dropping the C dishes, moving exclusively to KU band, because I just don't think enough people had it, number one, which was going to reduce potential audience listenership or even in some cases wipe out an audience that had been built over a number of years. But I understand now that complete KU systems can be had for under $300. And I'm assuming you're picking that up through your television. I just don't know. I don't have enough knowledge about it.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be, just like off the C-band satellite.
Exactly.
But you can get it, in other words, you can get a specific KU band system.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I believe that if folks have an interest in learning more about it, and I'm not doing a commercial because that's not what I've ever been about, but it's just to give people a location where they might go look and find some information out. If they will go to, I believe it's soundwaves2000.com, obviously for those who have internet access, and most of our shortwave listeners have never had internet access and don't want it for whatever reason.
I know.
But for those of you who...
A lot of our satellite listeners do have internet, or they have friends, or they go to the library.
Exactly.
And so if, let's say, that this KU band thing develops, where people can listen either on the internet or streaming on KU band, they might want to make an investment, and they might want to investigate it.
You know, I have to share this with you. There's a good number of folks on the air that offer shortwave radios. And frankly, to get a really high-quality shortwave, one that is, you know, I'm not talking about necessarily the portables. Some of them are very good. But to get, you know, a Yacht Boy 800 and some of these is the Drakes and some of the really high-quality shortwaves that don't have the problems that a lot of the disposable ones do, to be honest, they're going to wind up spending that kind of money anyway and then still go through the problems listening on the shortwave.
With questionable reception.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And so, and or manipulated reception, never mind. And so by looking at the KU band, why not? Why not invest that kind of money? You've now got the ability to open up a whole new world of the kind of broadcast that our listeners have learned to appreciate or continue to return to day after day or night after night, but without the same problems as a rule. Now, it's not that, you know, you can't have satellite interruptions and things of that nature, but as a rule, they're not as bad as some of the problems we've experienced on shortwave over the years. So as this whole thing came about, I decided to sit down with Clay. I wound up in a conference call with Clay, although he and I were in the office together, and a gentleman over at the American Free Press. Now, some of your listeners may be aware of the fact that after Clay finally got out of the hospital, began to get his life back together, that his magazine, The Free American, was basically defunct. And it's not that his kids and his wife ran it into the ground. They just didn't have the political moxie or the ability to keep that publication going forward. Mm-hmm. They were able to keep Arizona Thunder Riders, which is an Arizona-based, let's call it a Harley or a biker magazine. They were able to keep that going forward because, frankly, there were so many paid advertisers that it made it profitable, mm-hmm. and they had so many guest writers, bikers, and things of that nature, so it worked out very well. So as the Free American fell apart, or in effect closed, Clay was kind of out in left field not knowing what to do until he received a phone call from the American Free Press magazine, the former Spotlight. And we're not going to get into a major commercial for them, but they basically offered Clay a very interesting position. He is their so-called outreach director. He is doing a daily radio program that is sponsored by them. In part, he travels around the country doing lectures, various things on their behalf. He'll be doing a thing over in California, I think, in about 4 weeks, 3 weeks.
On some specific event or something?
Yeah, and I can't remember exactly what it's called. I have literally, you know, this whole show is very extemporaneous, and I have no notes, and we're just kind of going for it. But the fact of the matter is that Clay has been able to do something for the Free American, and I say this to you, I say this to your listeners, whether people like the publication, whether they don't like it, I personally believe that there's good and bad in everything. There's some things I think they're totally off the wall with. I think there's other things that they've done a very good job with. At least they're raising an awareness that nobody's going to get out of Time magazine, that's for darn sure.
I'll tell you when I'm going to have faith in the American Free Press, when they do an article exposing the Council for National Policy, because it has been requested of them, and they basically said to the person who requested it, we don't believe that our readers would be interested in this.
And I think that is a cop-out in
my
personal opinion.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is.
So if anybody there who happens to work at the American Free Press and have any position or any say-so happens to be listening to this program tonight, I can only challenge you to go as deeply into that as you have chosen to do on the Bilderbergs and other issues over the years. And so, you know, but I would have to agree with that, because you and I both personally know or know of many of the members of that organization.
Yeah.
And you know what? Those that I know, I wouldn't cross the street to pee on their feet.
Yeah, well, they're probably...
And that's about as clean as I can put it.
When you just look at the name of the organization, Council for National Policy.
Right.
And then you you get clear on what their agenda is. Betty Mills said it many years ago to me. She said, you know, everybody blames the liberals on what's happening in this country, but if it weren't for these so-called conservative, Christian conservative leaders that have held the door wide open for them, it could never have happened.
Well, unfortunately, they're not leaders. They're bleeders.
Yeah, well, they are, but they're put up as leaders.
Absolutely.
I know I'm getting us off track, but you
opened
opened a perfect opportunity for me to say that.
No, I think that's fair.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
You know, I think it's more than fair, not just because it's your program, but because, you know, one of the problems that we so-called patriots or the so-called alleged conservative movement has is we're too damn polite. That's why the other side keeps winning, because they're down to dirty in the trenches and they're filthy. We are too polite. I've had this conversation with more people lately than I even want to think about.
Well, then I want to be unpolite one more time here on this
do so.
I got a call from Willis Carto.
Yes.
And this was after I began learning about and sharing with our listeners the lies that we've all been told about Germany, Adolf Hitler under National Socialism, etc. Somebody evidently sent him an audio tape of two of the broadcasts that I did. And he called and said, this would have been last year sometime, or maybe a year and a half ago. But anyway, he called and was very complimentary and how courageous and how wonderful that somebody is speaking out. And he wanted to advertise Sweet Liberty Radio broadcast in the American Free Press, which would have brought, gosh, maybe thousands of listeners.
Yes.
As long as I would endorse the American Free Press.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jeff, I couldn't do it.
I understand.
I couldn't do it. So that's for us.
Look, all I can say, Jackie, is each person has to dig within their soul and do what they feel is right for them. You made a decision that I fully understand.
Yep.
As I mentioned, there's things, I had dealings with Willis years ago, and they were not bad dealings, but I got, is my relationship with Gun Owners of America.
Larry Pratt, CNP.
That dissipated rapidly because I got too far inside and knew too much, and Mr. Pratt could not allow that.
Yep.
And if you look at the habit and the pattern of Gun Owners of America, Chris Stark was another one who got too far, too deeply inside. Chris Stark was out. Guess who else? Richard Mack, a longtime employee who got too deep inside and learned too much. All of a sudden, Richard Mack was terminated.
Mm-hmm.
I was their national director for the development of gun show relations, and they would fly me back there probably once every 8 weeks to 10 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I had actually laid out a very involved program for this thing, legally and otherwise, and that was the main purpose for my last visitation with Larry Pratt, who's the executive director of GOA, and
a long time member of Council
right.
for National Policy.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what's interesting about this. We're getting way off the track, but
well, we'll get back on.
No, this is okay because this is worth it. The thing that's interesting is I produced Larry's radio program, Live Fire, on Monday nights for a good number of years. And it started out as, I think it was a couple times a month or something like that, every first and third Mondays.
Oh, that's when he came on. That's when he came on Republic Radio.
Exactly.
And I'll bet you any amount of money, I don't recall it, but I'll bet I warned you about him, didn't I?
Well,
let
me finish sharing this with
yeah.
you because it gets more interesting. I had Larry scheduled for the first, the third, and occasional fifth Monday of the night. We had Aaron Zellman at JPFO scheduled for Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we did a lot for JPFO. I'm not going to go into why we ended it, but we did.
It turns out that they're not for real either.
I don't even know who's for real anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I sometimes look at myself in the mirror in the morning saying, hell, am I for real?
I know. I made a comment one time to our listeners when I was exposing the CNP and its members, including Larry Pratt.
Right.
And I said if I were to be a member of a gun organization, it would be Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that there is a Zionist connection there. So I spoke too soon, so go ahead, hon.
Well, what became interesting is I talked to Larry and said, look, why don't you get GOA to pick up all five nights of the month, or four nights, whatever it was, on Monday, and I would guest host the program on the 2nd and 4th, and also when Larry had to travel out of the country, his wife's from South America, and he would travel down there and do some other things, and when he was gone, I would fill in for him. And, of course, as a rule, I usually did historical diatribes and monologues and things of that nature. And that went very, very well for a long time. We had a situation with a gun show in Tulsa where the promoter, who, believe it or not, and this shows the interesting ties that bind, is that the promoter of the show was Bo Greitz's lifelong best friend. They'd grown up together.
Who is that?
I can't think of the guy's name to save my soul right now. And so I went back there He approached us and said, look, I don't want NRA doing my gun shows anymore. I'm sick of their attitude about, you know, we're the biggest and we're the best, but all they do is take money and do nothing. So he invited GOA to come in, and I went in there with their director of women's policy. I got Larry to come down. We got a husband and wife team to come down. This is in Tulsa on a given weekend, and I literally engineered something that has never been duplicated before. It had never been done since. We signed up over 700 new members for GOA that one weekend.
Wow.
Because the people were sick and tired of the lies and the deceit coming out of the NRA. Well,
yeah.
Ultimately, to make a long story short, two things came out of this. Number one is that any of these lobby organizations all have their own agenda, and that agenda is to make sure they get their paychecks on Friday. They don't give a damn if they win, lose, or draw, win, lose, or draw with the battle. I feel that way about NRA. I feel the same way about GOA and any of the rest. If they're a lobby organization, they're in it for the paycheck. And the thing that I found interesting is I had the recordings of every guest that Larry had ever had on as host of Live Fire while I was producing it. And do you realize I went back, every single one of them were his cronies, and the same people over and over, a bunch of members of the John Bitch Society, and that's exactly what they are. Excuse my French, that will upset a few folks, but I said that on my own program, so hope you don't get upset. But that's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
And they are controlled out of Salt Lake City. And that doesn't make them Southern Baptist folks. And these are Larry's cronies. And most of them were members of this Council on National Policy or whatever it is. It became appalling to me. And so when Larry and I finally had a splitting of the sheets, I literally had been back in Phoenix less than 24 hours or 48 hours. He and I had spoken. Everything was on track to move forward with this. Everything I'd worked on was being presented to the company attorney. And next morning at about 10:30 in the morning, I got a phone call from Larry. He just said, Jeff, I've decided to end our relationship with you. Cancel the show. Don't use our name. Don't represent us. I said, Larry, this comes as a total shock considering the week we just spent together. I mean, I spent the night at the guy's house, the whole nine yards. And he said, that's all I've got to say. And he hung up the phone.
Did you ever find out?
No. I had my suspicions. I knew there was some dirty pool going on. There was a guy that worked there with him who had been on television. He was Larry's number two guy to go on TV for interviews. His name was John Vallejo, I think. And John was the son-in-law of Larry's best friend. And to make it real simple, and I've published this before, there was a lot of nepotism. Understand almost 90% of the people that work for Gun Owners of America all belong to Larry's church.
Which is?
As a Presbyterian church.
Oh, okay.
And it became very interesting because when they would put out a help wanted sign, they would only post it on the bulletin board of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that's kind of the end of that story. And
but you had your suspicions, but you don't want to say what they were?
No, it really, there was some potential personal dirt that was involved. And not that there was dirt, but there was someone who was raising the suspicion by innuendo, and that's not an Italian word for homosexual. You never know what to expect from me, Jackie. You know that. Come on. There were some innuendos of some sexual improprieties between myself and another individual that worked there.
Oh, my goodness.
And, oh, yeah. And it's just, you know,
okay,
just raising enough of a question,
sure,
to get Larry to realize, oh, that was against his Christian, you know,
yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Well, they're not
fine,
Christians
fine
anyway. They're dominionists.
Yeah,
and they want,
yeah,
to go back to the Old Testament, even into stoning in the streets. Kill your
son. I don't mind if they get in the Old Testament,
well,
as long as they all get on the Ark and the Ark 6.
Yeah, thanks. We've got to take a short break here.
You got it.
Well, this is a thank you for being here tonight. Yeah.
You're welcome, dear. Thanks
it's
for having me.
It's always so stimulating. Folks, we'll be back with Jeff Bennett. You stay with us. Get your pen in hand, please. You are listening probably to the only listener-sponsored broadcast on the airwaves today. And if that would be because of you, each and every one of you. If you want, You are invited.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away the dough.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Folks, we are back with you, Jackie Petrou, your hostess, and Jeffrey Bennett, our guest tonight. I want to give you my address one more time, just in case you didn't get it. We, many of you know that Jeff took over the Thursday night broadcast for 2 months as our guest host. And what that did, first of all, gave you an opportunity to get, if you weren't, get acquainted with Jeff. And if you were, I know many of you were so delighted to hear him back on shortwave again, and I'm sorry to say that he isn't now. But if you are a shortwave listener, you might want to consider, look into this KU band situation. Folks, I want to also let you know that I just found out recently that Al Adask does a broadcast just before this on the Internet. Just before Sweet Liberty, I met Al in Houston back in 1993, early 93, when the
back in the dark ages,
when the CDR just got started. Yeah, and he is for real person. I am convinced of that, Jeff. And I wanted to let our internet listeners know, in case you haven't tuned in. I'm also sorry to announce to you folks that Linda Kennedy is no longer doing her precious time hour on WFAR. She has been dropped off, and I was extremely so sorry to hear that. But I want you to know that Linda does a one-hour, one-night-a-week broadcast that you can listen to at her website at Get Your Pen. This is Walking by Faith. That would be WBF. Walking by Faith. WBF, legalreform.net, I think, .org. Oh, shoot. You'll just have to try it. I'm so sorry. Or you can go to sweetliberty.org and click right over to her her site right off the top of our main page. And she archives that our broadcast on Monday night. She archives it for about 30 days, and I would highly recommend those of you who haven't to go over there and listen to it. Perhaps Linda, well, whatever. I believe that she will be on the Internet again on another network, and when I find out, I will for sure let you know. And so we're back with Jeff Bennett once again. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, dear.
I was going to give him my address one more time.
Do that. Millerton, PA, I remember.
Do you remember it?
I don't remember. It's a P.O. box, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Okay. Folks, Jackie Petrou, if you would like to become, if you are not, a listening sponsor of this broadcast or a one-time sponsorship donation, Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190-190, Millerton, M-I-L-L-E-R-T-O-N, Millerton, Pennsylvania, 16936. And our website is sweetliberty.org. We've had 10 million hits on that website in about 3.5 years, Jeff.
Wow. Great. That's
it's
great.
A lot, and we have government agencies going in there, like the Department of Defense, U.S. government. We have the Education Department going in, and the only reason I can imagine them going in is for our section on the children.
I fixed the same thing, and I don't pay as much attention to my statistics as I used to because I just don't care. I'm glad to have folks come in there. I know that there are what I would call flat-out government agents coming in there to see what kind of trouble they can start up. I've been told that I finally made the ADL's hit list. I really care less.
Then you've made the big time.
But the other thing about the government, you've got to also realize there's a lot of people that work for the government that don't think the way the government thinks.
I know that.
These are family people are trying, and they're curious. Mm-hmm. And they've got to come to sites like ours to find out reality another slant to what's really going on.
And your website is federalobserver.com.
Federalobserver.com, yes.
Okay.
And we'll be 4 years old in July, and we're running about a 250,000 hits a month now.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
is wonderful. That's about what we're averaging.
That's great.
Federalobserver.com. And so were you complete with, we were talking about the CMP, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America.
Oh, I've said about those characters
okay.
I want to say. They're
well, then go
nice
ahead
people.
And let's get back to, before we...
I want to go back to our discussion about the meeting I had with Clay and what's come out of it. In essence, there is a new network being put together. This network, chiefly, is going to be KU band and it's going to be internet broadcasts. We effectively began today. Clay comes on at, I have to back up and think of the time now. Mm-hmm. He's coming on at 9 in the morning Eastern time.
9 Eastern.
And you can actually go to his website. He still has the website, freeamerican.com.
Okay.
And that'll give you all the specific information as to, you know, the linking where you can get the program live, etc. I follow him directly afterward.
At 10 a.m.
And they can also go to federalobserver.com. Now, here's the simplest way, because I'm still trying to get URLs and internet addresses straight. Although we're, in effect, dealing with SoundWaves 2000, that's not the official name of the network. And I apologize to Todd tonight for not getting it all out. But what they'll be able to do is go to federalobserver.com. Between 10 and 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, or any morning, Monday through Friday, and they will see during that time period. I usually turn it on about 15 minutes ahead of time. There are two rather large, glowing, kind of yellow and red links in the upper left-hand section of the website.
On the main page?
On Federal Observer. And so if they go to Federal Observer.
Is it on the main page as soon as they go in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And one of them will say chat live or chat room, and the other one says listen live. Obviously, if they want to listen live, what it's going to do is a direct link for the internet broadcast. They'll need a real player, I think also a Windows Media Player. That causes me problems right now because you and I were together last, at least on the air. I know I shared this with you. My PC finally died after 6 years of running almost 24 hours a day. I've replaced it with an Apple Mac, a Power Mac G4, which is a far more secure system. And I have not installed RealPlayer on it yet, so I can't even use the iTunes to tap in. All that's being worked on. But RealPlayer will function and get folks in there. And it is a one-hour basically commercial-free program, the only commercials that will ever be run, because it is nothing but a network link. You're not getting music or news at the top of the hour that's being programmed by somebody else. It's going to eat up 5 or 6 minutes of the program. You get Clay for a solid hour. You get me for an hour after. We are certainly working on and discussing various different people that we might like to invite to participate. One of the things we're working on, according to the folks at American Free Press, they do not want, because they basically are the ones that are working with us to put this together. 24-hour-a-day round-the-clock broadcasting on this network. And the broadcasters aren't necessarily going to have to whip out that checkbook. We're looking for quality broadcasters. We're not going to, you know, embed the darn thing with commercial after commercial after commercial, although because obviously who is helping to underwrite this thing, we're going to have to do some commercialization for subscriptions to American Free Press and a few things like that. But, you know, those things have to be dealt with on a one-on-one basis. And
sure.
We're hoping to contact Chris Gerner. I'd like to bring Chris over there. You and I have already discussed the probable improbability of your coming over there. I mean, you're always welcome, but we understand your position and why you probably won't. Plus the fact it's gardening time, but then nothing prevents you from doing it at night, so yeah. So the invitation is extended.
Yeah.
Details are still being worked out, and you know, we'll keep you apprised of it. But
okay.
So, you know, whether I like it or not, I can't seem to shut it down and walk away from it. I've set up another business, which I'm not going to get into because it'll have no benefit or bearing for anyone to even understand what it's about. But it hopefully gets me away from my computer, gets me out of my office. I can no longer afford to be glued to that thing 24 hours a day. Is my methodology of broadcasting changing? Not much.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Just for our listeners who have lost touch with you, you still deal with precious metals, yes?
Yes, I do.
Well,
for many years and still will.
Okay, well, let's give your phone number right now, if you would, for people who would like to contact you regarding.
They've got questions. We do have some free catalogs that we can send out. It's just kind of an overview.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
On a radio. Sorry about that. I had an interruption. Area code 623.
623-327-1778.
Correct. Now, don't call me there tonight,
because
I'm not there.
No, of course not. 623-327-1778, and Jeff is in Pacific Time, folks, so be careful.
On the radio.
Yeah. Now, who
on the
are
radio.
You, who are you talking to there?
There's some guys in the background asking me who am I talking to, the police.
Well, I was wondering if some policeman was coming along and telling you to quit loitering or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they probably got my picture hanging somewhere, you know. America's 10 least wanted, you know.
Yeah, okay. So you want to go on with your the situation. Okay, people can go.
Well, that's the basic. Like I said,
okay,
we started this morning. They can go to Federal Observer, and there is a brief article at the top of the page called On the Air.
Okay.
And they can read that. That'll give them the basic specifics of it. And then, like I say, when I'm on the air tomorrow morning between 10 and 11 Eastern Time at federalobserver.com, they'll not only have a live chat link they can click on, but they can also hit the Listen Live link.
Cool.
And they'll be able to pick up the broadcast.
And they can hear
it. It will be archived for 30 days. So either tonight or tomorrow, I will have a permanent archive link also up there. So, you know, if they missed the show today, and today we had I shared this with you several hours ago. There is a column on the Federal Observer right now that really intrigued me. Some of the things in the article, you know, you and I discussed, and we agreed to disagree, or we disagree to agree. It doesn't make a lot of difference. The fact of the matter is I used almost 35 minutes of the program this morning to use this as an absolute teaser, and it told this horrific story about an act of terrorism and a president that came to office with little or no real support from the public, and it went on and on and on, talked about his propaganda minister, etc. And, of course, what they, in effect, were talking about was Adolf Hitler, and yet the way the whole thing came out, it actually made you think it was George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
It really made you think it was George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the last 15, 20 minutes, we did an introductory piece on Joe McCarthy, and my intent for the full hour tomorrow is going to be on Joseph McCarthy.
That's
so if anybody's got any interest in learning more about Joe McCarthy, how he's been just raked over the coals by what we today call liberals. And left-leaning commies, and the whole reason why they could not...
Don't forget the neocons today.
Neocon means new Jew.
Okay. So the same people, I want to say this, that raked McCarthy, over the coals were the same ones that raked Adolf Hitler over the coals.
That's right.
Yeah.
The problem is that they cannot allow truth to come out. And this is exactly the problem we have in this whole country today. If we speak out against President Bush, his policies, etc., we are the enemy. We are, in his estimation, consorting with terrorists. And I find this an appalling thought process.
Mm-hmm.
And as an American, I have every right to challenge. In fact, it's not only a right, it is a duty to challenge our illustrious leaders and bleeders for the wrong path they're taking this country down. And it's,
yeah.
It's people like yourself. These people need to be challenged. And you know what? If the left doesn't like it, tough.
But it isn't just the left. That's the problem, honey.
I know it.
I mean, look, it's all
left,
one
the left
thing.
Is right, Republican is Democrat, good is bad, bad is
right.
Good. It, the whole thing stinks.
Right, yeah.
It absolutely stinks today.
Yes.
Hmm. I just need a quick shot of water. Sorry for dead air.
That's all right.
Well, you know, it's as I said to you, it is very difficult. I never fully left the airwaves after I left you.
Would you like me to open the phone lines just in case somebody would like to call in?
You can. I do want to say a quick hello to Lily, of course, and to my friends Nevada Ace and NASCAR fan. You guys are out there tonight. They used to leave me every night saying, "We're going to listen to Jackie now." And these guys were with me again this morning.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And my buddy Beerman and his lady friend are probably sitting back having a Heineken right now. So good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Folks, we've got about 8 or 9 minutes left here. If you would like to say hello to Jeff Bennett, or if you have any comments or questions, give a call at 570-537-3025. It sounds to me like Jeff ran out of wind just a little bit. And
no, I'm fine.
I am just sitting here so enjoying this, Jeff. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, it makes life easy. I guest hosted for one of my columnists, Rick Biaseta, in Chicago for 2 months.
Did I say 3025?
I don't know what.
Okay, 570-537-3025 if you would like to call in. Sometimes
okay.
I give the wrong number.
You give the old 35,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
Well, when I was filling in for Rick Biaseta in Chicago, I did one of those rare turns where I actually 4 weeks in a row, I did have guests. I had a retired lieutenant colonel who had been approached by the CIA in 1966. They wanted him to assassinate the official photographer of the Kennedy autopsy. And the family originally wanted the Kennedy autopsy photos released, but so-called national security prevented that from happening.
Right.
We also had John Slagle's on, who is a retired U.S. Border Patrol agent. I had Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani on one night.
Okay.
One day we were talking about Victor's new book on the complete thorough 911 hoax, and of course it's not. In Victor's case, it's not being written by innuendo and suspicion. It's all being put together based on absolute scientific fact, and it's quite an interesting. It was a very interesting interview. Unfortunately, we did not get a recording of it, and because I didn't record it, I was in talking with them. I was on a handheld cordless that day with a headphone. I just chose not to sit in the studio and hook everything up. And of course, the station we broadcast for, WKJG out of Chicago, they don't record their programs. Their attorney has advised them not to do so.
Wow.
Go figure. I don't know. I
found
that interesting because
actually,
I thought they all wanted them recorded for their own so-called welfare.
I read a thing, and I don't know if it was authentic, but that the FCC has now made a ruling that any broadcasting station has to keep tapes of all of the broadcasts. That would be, of course, so they could come back and decide who they want to arrest. And
you know
so I just, there's something. Let me say this. I just read an article today that the CIA had been given the power to secretly, quietly move suspected terrorists out of this country into other prisons abroad. And I want our listeners to know, folks, listen to this. Now, we know that this happened in Pennsylvania. I would, if I had to bet, I would bet four that your state has done it. It was a one-page, tiny little bill that was passed almost unanimously, or maybe it was unanimously, here in Pennsylvania, that said that prisoners in Pennsylvania can be deported to other countries. Now, some of the so-called for real state legislators, people that we were dealing with, many of us were dealing with, voted for the damn thing, Jeff. And I remember calling
Tom. Oh, Lord.
I called Tom Armstrong. I said, "What have you done?" He said, "Jackie, I didn't know. It wasn't even a whole page, Jeff. It was a couple of
things." Why is it these people don't ever seem to know what they've agreed
well,
to
that's
do?
A big deal, you know. I didn't know, and it's never been repealed. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Very fine. Who is it?
This is John.
Hello, John.
What I'd like to know is I am getting to the point now where I'm absolutely getting fed up with the shortwave reception. I'm getting fed up with the AM radio reception, and my favorite show is being preempted by a football game or whatever. And I've decided that probably what I ought to do is get myself an inexpensive computer and get on the net and get on the live streaming, because it seems like just about anything on AM or shortwave that you want to listen to these days is being live streamed on the Internet anyway.
Where
I figure if I get the Internet, I can forget satellite dishes and everything and shortwave radios. Am I correct?
Well, it sounds reasonable to me. Where are you calling from, John?
I'm calling from Arkansas.
Arkansas. And
yeah.
Is it coming in okay or no?
You're coming in loud and clear tonight.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. But you know, the other thing, like Alex Jones this morning, he obviously was jammed. And you know, it's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a real good idea because, you know, people who don't like or like the idea of having a computer or Internet access, if they do it, if they buy it only, and you know, you can buy used computers today for next to nothing.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they throw them away.
Jackie, is John able to hear me?
John can't hear you, but I can. John, do you want to hang up and let Jeff make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll hang up and I'll listen. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay. Thanks for your call, John.
What I want to share with
John.
Well,
wait. Give him a chance to.
Okay.
Hear what you're going to say.
All right.
There's a little bit of a delay anyway, I think.
Okay.
On,
probably so.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
What I was going to say is anyone, you know, there are people out there who are older that have this unbelievable fear of a computer. Understand, I never touched a computer until probably 5-6 years ago, and I bought a fairly inexpensive one. My purpose was to use it as an expensive typewriter. I hated using correct alls and backspaces and all this junk, and I was beginning to do some things. And it wasn't until I got into the Internet that it really became important with my websites. But the biggest key is this. They are very affordable. There is a phenomenal variety of stuff out there from all over the world. But anybody considering getting a computer, get some really sound, good advice, because there are security programs that absolutely are a must, and most of them can be had for nothing. Most of them, they have what we call freeware. Zone Labs has a free program that is phenomenal. AVT or gristsoft.com has an excellent, excellent program. They just updated their version 7, and it is absolutely unbelievable. If you're going to buy a PC, I promise you, if you go online within the first 30 minutes of being online, you will be compromised with a virus or pop-up ads or things of that nature. Don't let it scare you. Just go into it prepared. And what John is saying is absolutely correct. The majority of what he wants to listen to, whether it's you, whether it's myself, whether it's Alex, whoever it happens to be, all those things are out there available on a stream. Some people just want to do it the other way. They want to sit in front of their big 50-inch the television, and they want to tune it out and listen to it that way. KU can be run through stereos. But you know what? Computer's a great way to go. And I wouldn't be without one today. The wealth of information that is available on the Internet is so unbelievable.
And we will keep in mind that the Internet actually wasn't designed for us. In other words, the internet with the websites. I mean, we just have to be aware of that and use it. Use it while we have the time to use it. Right now,
absolutely.
I recently read an article where a panel of experts has asked the United Nations to take over control of the internet.
Absolutely.
And it, folks, the time is coming. Our time probably, I don't know what that means anyway, short, but make the best use. Well, Linda Kennedy calls it precious time, and it is. Time is precious in this third-dimensional, illusional realm.
I'm having to start moving in position because I've got to get in this building here in a couple of minutes.
Okay, well, Jeff, this has been great.
Hey, this has been a lot of fun tonight. You know, like I say, a solid hour of extemporaneous
blabbing. I'm going to be filling in for you on Thursday?
No, as a matter of fact, we're not going out of town, dear.
Okay, well, that's fine.
You know, this, I'll tell you what, this being my first week, I don't think I want to do that the first week out.
That's fine.
So, once again, for the listeners,
Let's take a call. Hi, you're on the air.
You got it.
Yeah, hi. The guy talking, my name is Storm, by the way. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Storm.
Yeah. The guy's talking about a computer. I'll tell you one thing. People have been trying to want to get rid of Windows XP for a while because it makes monitors, it makes cookies on your system. Here's two things that everybody out there could do. Although my motherboard blew out, but this is before that.
Okay, Storm, we've only got about a minute and a half left.
One is to get the Opera browser, just like Opera, O-P-E-R-A, .com. The other thing is that the Linkspire, not Linux, and it's no longer called Windows, but it's something called Linkspire.
Wait, Opera browser?
Right, just put Opera.com.
Opera.com.
The other one is Linkspire, L-I-N-S-P-I-R-E, I think it's spelled. They have an operating system called Linkspire 0.5 or something like a 5.0 or something that another guy I know named Hal Turner of the HalTurnerShow.com.
Yeah.
He claims he used that to replace Windows XP.
Oh, okay.
It's called Linkspire. When I get my motherboard fixed, I'm going to pick to use both of those systems. But I think you can use Linkspire. It's not Linux. Because, see, there's Linux, and then there's this, and there's that.
Yeah.
But Linkspire is what used to be called Windows.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Storm. Okay, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you,
okay.
Were you able to?
I heard all that. And some of the things I'm aware of, some of those things I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of stuff, though.
Uh-huh.
I'm going.
You're in line. Well, have a good time tonight.
I will. FederalObserver.com. Go there tomorrow morning, 10 to 11 Eastern Time. I'll see you guys on the radio. Jackie Darrell, thanks for my time.
Have a good time, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're out of time. That was perfect, wasn't it? We'll be back with you tomorrow night. You be back here, okay? This is fun tonight. It's nice.
Roll away the dough.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Be sure to listen to The Church at Cahuilla every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m.